just a little off about when the Industrial Revolution began. Just a little off. It was actually the turn of the second half of the 18th century. Don't go way back, you know. I mean, if you want to talk about industrial being maybe the use of a kettle to boil your water, I don't know. But the term was coined in the 1800s, the mid-1800s. But we're probably going to look at the beginning of the 1800s. Beginning of the 19th century then for the Industrial Revolution. But with anyone with eyes to see can know with certainty that we are on a collision course with something big, because the speed of life, and you sense this. Many people report a feeling of disquietude, of unease. And I'm here to tell you that there's certifiably accurate, there's reasons for it. There's reasons you feel that way. It's because we're living in an unprecedented era. Oh, and Martin, I hear this all the time. Martin, everybody says that this is the era of the end. Well, my standard answer is, one of those eras is going to be right. Every generation thinks it's the last generation. Yeah, one of those generations is going to be right. Going to be the last generation of this eon, the era of humanity, that will end dramatically and violently at the hands of God and will usher in the kingdom of Christ. So this uneasier feeling, this disquietude, it's not in your head. I had a neighbor whose father used to tell me when I was a kid, I had hay fever in the fall. I'd be snorting and sneezing every fall. It would start dramatically almost on August 15th every year. And my neighbor's dad would tell me, "It's just in your head, Martin. It's just in your head." I said, "No, it's in my nose. It's not in my head. It's in my nose." This guy, his name was Everett Parker. He was from Boston, Massachusetts. Everett Parker. "It's in your head, Martin. It's in your head." I can't imitate them, but anyway, it's what he told me. It was in my head. Well, this is not in your head. And I'm going to prove that to you by showing you charts in a book by Dr. Richard Swenson. For all I know, he pronounces it Svenson, called Margin. By itself, standalone, it's a great book because it explains to you how we have no more leisure in our lives. Even if we have leisure and time, we don't have leisure mentally. We don't have leisure emotionally. You may have all the time in the world to drive yourself crazy. You may have all the time in the world to rush your kids here and there, or do everything for everybody, or answer your emails, or keep up with your phone messages, or keep up with your bank statement, or keep up with your rent, with your bills, with your, like, it's just an era that has been so compounded in complexity that when you talk about leaving it, people make fun of you. And I have to admit, maybe I'm guilty of this myself. There's a thrill involved with thinking about dropping out. Right, you think about dropping out once in a while. I'm just going to quit the rat race. They call it the rat race. It hasn't always been a rat race. As brutal as life was back in the Bible days, I think it was not a rat race. It was not. No. We're all in a laboratory. We're all being experimented upon by the pressures of this era. And it's a rat race. We're all in a maze, and we succumb too easily. And some people try to resist this, and those who do resist do it to one degree or another, and some successfully. But those people who like want to get off the grid, it's a deep desire in humanity just to be independent and to get off the ride, get off the merry-go-round, get off this damned roller coaster that we've been forced upon. Been forced upon us. Yeah, how does that Doors song go? Great lyrics by Jim Morrison. Riders on the Storm. Riders on the Storm. That's what we are. We're riders on a storm. And as Billy Joel would say, we didn't set the fire. Billy Joel would say that. Now, I'm going to show you charts from the book Margin. Great book. Get it. It'll tell you why you're going nuts. It'll give you some cures. One number one cure is to get rid of your phone. After I record this show, I'm going to try to reverse the image the way it's supposed to look. It'll freak you out because what you're going to see is how it really is. You've been used to a reverse image, but I want to show you these charts. I suppose it's not essential that I reverse the image, but information, general information. Some of these charts begin in the 1900s. There's a decided change in the 1900s. If you wanted to go back far enough, you could see the germ of change in the beginning of the 1800s with what is known as the Industrial Revolution, when people suddenly got great ideas of how to improve things, and it went crazy. Who gave them these ideas? God. Did he use intermediaries? He always does. Jesus Christ is an intermediary. Also, Satan is an intermediary. Who knows? Some people credit these wonderful creations like the cell phone and the internet to God. Ultimately, it's of God, yes. But I'm not sure whether to credit it to, good intermediaries or evil intermediaries, because this has been a slave driver, this damn technology. I'm going to use the word damn a lot. Maybe today, and probably when I talk about the cup of Babylon. I may even say goddamn sometime, but I don't want you to panic out there. People who are worried that I'm going to take the Lord's name in vain, no. Noah said that God judged the world. That's what Noah said. Only he didn't say judged. He used the Hebrew word for damned. It's just a negative judgment, is a damned. We associate it with damned for eternity. There's no time in the context. There's no eternity in the context, put it that way. So when God damns something, it's just a negative judgment. So I could talk about, you know, my goddamned phone, even though I love it. I do love it, but it's a slave driver sometimes. And so don't panic when I say that. Sometimes I'll save it, but if I need to say it, I will, especially when it comes to the entertainment industry and especially news. Okay, just prepare yourselves. It's not a curse word. I'm not taking the Lord's name in vain. I explained that to you before. Here's the information curve. And down here at the bottom of the curve is 1900. That's 1900. Let me get a pointer here, also known as a pen. I'm also losing the image on the laundry cam, and I don't know why. This is what happens. Okay, a sort of it. This is 1900 right here. And this goes up to the year, what? Oh, the reason you can't see it is because, all right, 2000. This is 2000. This is called an exponential curve. It's not a gradual. It's gradual up until like 1959, 1960. That's the miracle, if you ask me, that most of this stuff, almost every chart here, starts to go crazy at the break, the 1950s, 1960s break. And we know something crazy happened in the 60s here. And you say, oh, that's just a local cultural phenomenon, Martin. Or if you were part of the 60s, hey, that's just a local culture phenomenon, man. It's okay. It's cool. No, it's not cool. It's really not cool. And I know that accent, was a hippie accent, wasn't cool either. It was a Cheech and Chong thing. Cheech and Chong. Hey, man, if you remember the 60s, you didn't experience the 60s. Okay, I'm completely dark in the video, but that doesn't matter. The chart is enlightened, brightened for you. Oh, Lord, what's happening here? So here's the break, 1959, 1960. That's information. The next chart, expertly revealed for you, is complexity. Again, the lower end of the chart's 1900, and it's ends at 2000 because the book was written at the year 2000, I believe. So here's complexity. This is a complexity of life. If I haven't changed the mirror image, then that's just take this word up here, complexity, and transpose, turn it around. 1900. Da 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 da. Going along. Pow. Something weird happened here. And I credit it, or debit it, whatever, however you want to look at it, to spiritual activity. Something happened in the 60s. It wasn't just a local cultural phenomenon. It was a worldwide thingy. It was a worldwide thingy inspired by celestial beings. Because as I've been telling you in this series, that what happens on Earth is a reflection of things that happen in the heavens. There's complexity. The break again is 1959. Change. This is general change. Starting in 1900 is the lower end of the spectrum here, and 2000. And again, the break happens around 1959, 1960. The reason I keep saying 1959, because this is just a general chart, not a specific one, is because I was born in 1959. And I think that I was born for this era. That's not audacious, it might be, but a little bit. But I know each one of us is born specifically where we're supposed to be. And I believe that I was a baby on the cusp of this giant change. And I've been prepared by God my entire life to A, be presenting this chart to you today. B, to be presenting the evangel to this era. I feel like a Noah of my era. I'm presenting the evangel as an ark. This is what I do. I tell people this is your ark out of the coming indignation. This is your message of safety. Back in the day, Noah's message was a message of safety. If you joined Noah in his boat, you escaped the worldwide flood. What I tell people today is if you grasp onto Paul's evangel, you will escape the coming indignation. Gross national product. This is a crazy chart. Look at this. This really goes nuts here. Beginning in 1900, generally flatlined from the beginning of time. This is our, of course, the United States did not exist from the beginning of time, but the break again, 1959, 1960. This isn't just a chart that Swenson put up in his sleep. This is certifiable. This is researchable. That is the chart I'm showing you now. It's Internal Revenue Collections. Has to do with money. The Internal Revenue Service has to do with the government getting money, and they get money from people who make money. And the amount of money that has been made from 1900 to the present is unbelievable. So also is the federal debt. You know why? Look at the federal debt. Look at that chart. Starting with, again, 1900 going to 2000. And that chart goes crazy right around, well, it starts going in 1940, this particular one. And that's because people are pining for things. They are lusting for things they don't have. So they go into debt. There weren't credit cards before. I don't know when the credit card came, but that's part of that chart, I'm sure. National defense expenditures. Something tells me, looking at this chart, that the world is a dangerous place. And again, this is only concerned with the United States here, but these are worldwide issues. Bankruptcies, same chart. Bank closings, bad news. Cost of existing home. Look at this. Something's happening with our money. That's the cost of existing homes. And it went crazy in, what do you know, 1960. I was born for this era, I'm telling you. I belong here. I mean, my realm is inherent in the heavens, but I'm here for a reason. I have a purpose in life. So do you. Mine is to herald the evangel, to herald this gospel at the end of the age. I plan on being the guy who closes this era. That's just what I'm supposed to do. And yeah, look at this. That is healthcare costs. Why? Because people are getting freaking sick and the healthcare industry is taking advantage of it. Do I believe in government healthcare? Hell no. Where does the government get the money? From high taxes. Where do they get that? From people who work. Penalizing people who work. I know I'm getting political there, but not really. Number of prisoners. Oh, apparently people are committing more crimes than they usually do throughout history. Divorces, bad news. People just don't have, some people don't have patience with other people. Some people don't have a measure of the Spirit of God that allows them to show grace to other people. Some people just don't have that. So divorces go crazy because people want instant gratification. This divorces, again, look at it. It's BS. They're into instant gratification, and people are into themselves, and they're not into serving other people. And they don't want to be tied down. Oh, that's crazy. Actually, oh, never mind. I was going to make a joke about being tied down, but I think I'll avoid that. U.S. District Court crazy chart. Births to unmarried women. Oh boy. Why? Well, these men are selfish bastards and they just want to do their own thing and they don't want to take care of kids because they want to act like teenagers and go out with their buddies. Volume of mail. This is hideous. People want us to buy shit and so they send us junk mail. The volume of mail is crazy. Of course, since this has come out, the internet has gone crazy, so email has replaced snail mail. Oh. Volume of advertising. Advertising is the genius of the Jews, as I will explain soon. Look at this volume of advertising. Why? Because people want to sell you shit that you don't need. That's the secret of advertising. That's the definition of advertising. One of the greatest quotes concerning advertising I ever read was from a man named Stephen Laycock, who said, "Advertising is the art of arresting the intelligence long enough to get money from it." The Zender version of that is advertising is trying to sell you shit that you don't need. Because if you need it, it doesn't need advertised. You need food, you need water. Yeah. New books published. This is interesting. Look at this chart. New books published. Why is that exciting to me? Well, just because of the quote I gave you from Daniel, that knowledge shall increase. And the books are on the topic of bullshit, most of the books. 99.9% of the books are bullshit. The rest of them, like my books, are valuable. Air miles traveled. Oh, here's a good one. I'm going to close the show with this, pick up tomorrow. Air miles traveled right here. Air miles traveled. That ties into our friends Orville and Wilbur, doesn't it? Because there was no air travel before Orville and Wilbur, but people will go to and fro. According to the common versions of Daniel. Can't remember the verse there, but people will go to and fro. You think so? They're going to and fro because they're dissatisfied. People don't like where they are. They want to go somewhere else. They want to go somewhere else. We're off to see the wizard, the wonderful Wizard of Oz. Well, look, we're off to somewhere else too, but it's not on this earth. And you talk about air miles traveled. Huh, wait till you see what's going to happen with us.